This conference is being recorded.
Hello and Merry Christmas to all. This is Phoenix and you're here for the meditation for the economy, for the United States, the world, and you. You can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. I'm extremely grateful that you're here, that you've been guided to serve, to join this sacred circle, this holy circle, for that is what the word sacred means and that is what we are doing. We are opening ourselves up to be divine instruments of peace, specifically with the consciousness to transform world consciousness in every country and as well as the world inside of us for all things regarding the economy, and to do so under grace. Before we start today's meditation, I'd like to share today's message from God from the book Messages from God, page 132. Today is our 44th time of leading our meditation. Page 132, listen to your soul, not your ego. Listen to your soul, not your ego. What an amazing message to remember on this special day. What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us. Read the sign in my office. Famous words by a famous American philosopher writer of the 19th century, Emerson. What lies behind us and what lies before us are small matters compared to what lies within us. And I believe Emerson is speaking exactly to today's message from God. Listen to your soul, not your ego. He speaks exactly to where we are today as the global economy seems to be falling apart in every country like a house of dominoes. And yet we know it's reorganizing itself. To listen to what the experts say, the media, the government, the bankers, the economists, or even your perception or what it may have been, about what you had or what you don't have before and after the initial crisis, financially, in your stock accounts, in your personal financial situation, is to get caught up in the ego, the right and wrong and good and bad. Emerson reminds us to delve below these surface events and emotions, these things that came before us, what we've just experienced, and what we may think about it, how that will affect our future. And instead get in touch with and really heed the advice of the soul, your higher self, your God self, the universal intelligence. To listen inside to that voice of truth that can lead us forward under grace. But the key is you have to be willing to follow it. Please make the distinction between hearing and listening. Hearing is simply to observe it all. To listen from a higher place is a place of peace that knows this higher intelligence knows is infinite and has infinite abundance available to us if we will listen from a place of acceptance, a place of trust, a place of pure faith, and equally important, to act on that voice, the true voice of love, peace, harmony, and prosperity, and know all is well. All the time. We'll keep that message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to join me in breathing into your heart center. Breathing into your heart center, the passageway, the door to the path inside of you that opens up the whole cosmos inside. Opens up the door to your soul voice, universal intelligence, inside. Simply breathe in and out. In and out, ever so gently. Be aware of your chest rising and falling. If you will, extend your arms out and reconnect with the knowingness of your angelic being. And these arms are really as if they are your angel wings that allow you to fly above all the storms, to float and glide, sway, and always be in harmony, for at every moment you can make the adjustments to whatever is needed, so you no longer get caught up in any of the physical storms or emotional storms that appear to be. Breathing into your full awareness, breathing into your heart center, feeling yourself glide as you fly way above the clouds, extending yourself with your breath as you continue to breathe into your heart center. From this place, we see with the vision truly of the birds, crystal clear vision. They almost can see miles ahead, it seems, seeing things as they really are, not as they appear to be. You continue to breathe into your heart center. Notice that light inside. It doesn't matter the color. It may be white. It may be purple. It may be spinning. It may be blue. It may be red. Whatever color it is, simply breathe into it from a place of love, knowing that your soul is revealing itself to you. Feel that love. Feel that gratefulness to connect again with the core of your being, the higher self of your being. The light inside that is always here to shine the light on your right path, the path that you were born to live, the path that you were meant to travel, the path that when you follow it, no matter what has happened before you or what you thought in your mind would continue to happen if you followed whatever you were doing before, will totally shift for your highest good and do so under grace. Follow that light inside. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into the beauty, the light that calls on you now, that brilliance, as you continue to breathe into your heart center. Allow yourself to go within. Go within to the cosmos within you that is even greater than that which appears to be outside of you. Feel that limitlessness. Feel the expansiveness. Feel the wealth of all that is inside of you. And notice the peace. Pure, pure peace. All is well in the inner recesses of your heart. The heart is the passageway, opening up all that lies before you, truly lies before you. It's always been here. And will lead you exactly where you are to serve at the highest level and receive all the best that one could ever expect, now and forever. And you will feel peace, knowing this is your true path. See this path light up inside. You don't even need to know where it's going, do you? Simply need to know, as you already do, this is you, the higher you. It will never steer you wrong. And at any moment, you may simply drop in a question, and it will reveal exactly what it is that you desire. The light inside will shine upon the truth of whatever you ask. Consider doing it now, on this special day, on this day of Christmas, connecting with the Christ light inside of you. The light of truth. This isn't religion. This is truth. Transcends all religions and all cultures. The truth of our being. The truth that was always there before we showed up and will be there after we leave our earthly existence. Breathing into this light, knowing that it is your higher self, universal intelligence, the intelligence that runs the entire universe, that runs you without you doing anything. You simply breathe and the rest happens. You don't even need to consciously breathe. But when we consciously breathe, it's like consciously listening. And that is what we're doing now. Breathing into your heart center, opening the door to the passageway, to your higher self, to the universe inside of you, to your God self and higher truth, the universal intelligence that runs the world that's within you now, following that light. Simply asking your question from a place of expecting it to be known, knowing all is well, feeling the love. And when you're ready, thank your higher self. Be at peace whether you receive an answer or not, because answers show up in major, wonderful, magnificent, symbolic ways. You may see something in nature that crosses your path. It may show you the direction, remind you of something. A person may say something. You may be guided to a book or magazine and read something. You'll be told in whatever way you need to get it. Stay at peace. Know all is well. And the truth that you desire is here inside. And as you are continuing to stay here, connected to your inner light, from this place, on this special day, allow yourself to enjoy this light for yourself and others. As you become one with this light inside of you, breathing into it And with each breath, see it expand wider and wider and brighter and brighter. And knowing this is the core of your being, simply radiate it out in all directions. Being the child of God you are, the radiating center of love who you are, radiate this pure love essence first to yourself, truly loving yourself, sending out these beautiful rays of pure peace, harmony, and prosperity, the truth of your being, to every cell and atom of your being. See the light glow through you now in all directions. Feel that peace. Feel that warmth. Feel the truth that all is well. And since this is infinite light that resides inside of you, send out this light from your heart center now to all in your immediate family and then your larger family. No matter what they have done or said throughout the year or years, whether you liked it or not, coming now from our higher self, knowing that there is only love, send out love to each of the members of your family now. And extend your light out to each of your neighbors, even if they seem to cross your boundaries here and there, knowing that their core, they are just like each of us. They too are love. They're made from the same love and light as each of us is. Take this special moment to send out love and light to each of your neighbors now, especially with special consideration to those who seem to not honor you. Simply bless them with the light inside of you. Bless them from this higher place, from this inner wisdom. And now extend your light, this infinite light of truth, of love, of peace, of harmony, of prosperity that resides in you. Extend it out to your larger community, beyond your neighborhood, to your city, to your township, to your region. See it extending out to your state and your province, and touching all the people, all the beings, the animals and the butterflies and the birds, the so-called leaders, decision makers, company heads, government heads, school board heads, all the people and all the homes on this day of peace. And now extend the light inside of you out across your country and your nation. All the same kinds of people, for they live in every city, in every state, in every province. Send it to the land. Send it to the animals. Send it to the flowers. Send it to the plants and trees. Send it to the people. All the people. All the stations in life, for we are all one, connecting with this pure love essence that resides inside of each of us now. It's always been there, as we consciously connect with it now, from this place of pure peace, sending out this love from your heart center, seeing and feeling it being received, knowing all is well. And whatever country you live in now, see this love inside of you extend out at this pure light energy across your country and circling the globe, Mother Earth now. From the top of her head to the bottom of her toes, just like us, circling the globe, circling Mother Earth now, bathing her with this pure love essence inside of you, this pure radiating light of peace, harmony, and prosperity, knowing all is well, connecting with every cell and atom of her being, our home planet, that has been here long before we arrived and will continue to be here long after we leave in our physical form. Knowing all is well, no matter what you've ever heard about the state of the planet, sending love and light, knowing all is well, and she has infinite ability to regenerate, and she has infinite ability to know truth and follow truth, just as we do when we listen inside and follow the light that illuminates our path, our right path, inside. Feel that peace as you continue to send out this pure love. In this moment, become your angel self again, consciously, flying above Mother Earth, seeing all of us on the call, flying with you, still continuing to send out love and light from deep within your heart, and seeing all as you pass around Mother Earth, above all the clouds and the weather, simply gliding around Mother Earth, seeing her from a higher perspective, seeing the pure beauty across her, as if the different countries and the waters are all part of the pattern of her clothing, the land and the mountains, the grasses and the plains, and the oceans and the rivers and the seas. All beautiful patterns upon her dress. Circling way above, looking out with the eyes of love. And wherever you look, all you see is love. All you feel from your heart center is love. Following the light inside. Allowing it to glide you as it leads you across all terrains under grace now. Feel the expansiveness all around you and within you, knowing there are no limits. There are no limits. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. There's infinite supply. All is well. Feel that love as you look out, as you travel across and around Mother Earth, and continue to send out pure love from your heart center now. And when you're ready, come back and land at your home. Come back and feel love inside your home, your physical home, and the home within you, within the universe that resides inside of you. Pause again. Listen inside as you focus on the light inside. Simply ask from this place, is there any message your heart self, your higher self, the intelligence of the universe, your God self, your Christ self, whatever you may call it, ask inside now from a place of love. What message would you like me to know now? What message would you like me to know now? It'll be brief, and it will be so powerful. Believe the message you received. Know it is your highest truth, your higher self, simply reminding you of your truth. Perhaps write it down when you come back in your fully in your physical being. Allow it to be your guiding truth this year, especially through this holiday season. Thank your higher self as you breathe consciously into your heart center again now. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Gently move your head back and forth. Thank all those who've served with you today, for they've come to serve for you as well as themselves and the world. Be conscious of your chest rising and falling again. I bless you and thank you. May you have a blessed holiday wherever you are. Namaste.